Hi guys, so welcome back to Renewed. It's your girl here, Annie, and I'm back with another episode. So today's episode is called Faith Over F Over What? Faith Over Fear. So I'm just gonna hop straight into it, and I hope you that you what? My words is not it's not wording today, but we're just gonna go with it. So without further ado, I'm just gonna go straight into this episode. So when we think of fear, here's kind of what I got from fear. So fear is described as a feeling of anxiety and ignition, ignorant, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, caused by the presence or nearness of danger, evil or pain. Fear is one of the many emotions we feel, and multiple things can make us feel afraid. Change, less pain or uncertainty. And I think we can all relate to one or more of these emotions that we do feel when we are experiencing fear. And fear is a really big thing. I think it stops us from achieving what we want to achieve. Like me, I used to have a YouTube channel back in the day in secondary school, and I deleted it because I was getting mocked for it in school. And yeah, I was so confident with my YouTube channel, and I thought I did very well. But that fear of people finding out, that fear of people continuously making fun of me, just kind of ruined it and made me just get rid of it. But I brought it back. I'm trying to conquer fear. I'm trying to conquer it one day at a time. And the only way I can conquer fear is with God, by using my faith. So I'm just going to share some ways on how to choose faith over fear. So, number one, remind yourself that such fear is from the devil. So most of the fears that we have do come from the enemy, the devil, Satan. That guy. Anyways, most of our fears come from him. He feeds on our insecurities. He feeds on that fear that we have. He builds that fear in us from different things. Don't know how it comes about, but he builds that fear in us. And it's up to us to have that faith to conquer that fear. So, one thing I've kind of done to not fear too much is really trusting God, because when I trust God, there's a lot of things that I don't need to be scared of, like uncertainty. I've got God. God knows my plans. Well, not my plans. God has an amazing plan set out for me, and I can just trust it. I can trust it, and that's the thing that gets me through life. Because sometimes I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, and I don't know how I'm gonna get to this goal, you know. But with God, I don't have that fear. But the next point, you are a child of God. You are a son or daughter of consolation, and you have a purpose, you know, and that purpose requires you to not have fear. It requires you to have faith over fear. One fear that I had recently that I've kind of got over is evangelism. So recently I went out to evangelize with my church, and thank God that I saved, not saved, I evangelized to this girl. She was lovely, and we had a nice little chat about what it means to be born again. And me, I've always been quiet, a very shy, reserved person. So me public speaking, not public speaking, but speaking to people that I don't know, it was scary to me. It was something that I didn't want to do, but I knew that I have a purpose, and that's to save those people that God has called me to save, you know? And I just had a feeling as I was in the same space as her that, maybe I should approach her. And it was a good thing because she gave her life to Christ, praise God. And it was an amazing feeling. And what if I let that fear take over? She wouldn't have given her life to Christ. She would have been led further away from Christ, you know, and that's a fear that I was so proud of. I was happy that God gave me the courage, gave me the confidence to go up to her and evangelize. So that's my example of getting over my fear. So number three, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Praying is direct communication with God. And we have access to him through praying, just speaking to him. Like, God is actually listening, but it's up to us to hear him back, you know? And we need to make sure that we're praying, make sure we stay in communication with God. Because a lot of things can change if we just pray. A lot of situations that happen can change if we just pray. A lot of feelings that we have can change if we just pray. So remember, pray, pray, and pray. Just pray when you're feeling happy. Pray when you feel sad. Pray when you feel anxious. Pray when you feel afraid. Pray when you feel joy. Just pray all the time. And that's one thing that I've been working on, trying to pray more. So I started praying every single morning. And I'm a lot happier. I feel like it's the best way to start your mornings. Even though I'm guilty of this, but I will watch TikTok and then remember I have to pray. So I probably need to fix that ASAP. So yeah, the next point, God is with you. God is always with you. You're never truly alone. And when we're alone, that fear does build up. It really does. Because it kind of leaves you vulnerable. But we have to remember that God is literally always there. Like, he's right next to me right now as we speak. Like, God will never, ever, ever abandon you. No matter how much you make him sad. No matter No matter how many times you fall short of his glory, you know, God is always, always there. And we just need to remember that you're not alone. You're actually not. You're not. And relating to this point is the knowledge that God roots for you will give you the strength to choose faith over fear. God is our cheerleader. He's always fighting in our corner. So we don't need to be afraid of anything. God's our protector. He's our strength giver. He's our savior. He's the Most High. He protects us just as a father would protect their child. God protects us because we're his children, you know? So just remember that God is rooting for you. When no one else is rooting for you, just remember that God is. Always, 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 always. And yeah, so that's really the last point I had for you. But just something I wanted to say is having faith over fear involves considering the situation, weighing out the options, and understanding the danger, but then making the choice to fight through the fear and trust God always. In this situation of faith over fear, it's important to trust God. Have faith that he will always be there and you can get over anything, any fear. Nothing will scare you because you're strong. You're a child of the Most High, a child of God. So what do you have to be afraid about? Nothing, exactly. So I just hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And yeah, stick around for more content. Stick around for more content. And if you want to catch up with me, see what I'm doing, see what other content I have, you can go and follow me on Instagram at renewedpodcast_. I'll put it in the description so you can see that. But yeah, I'm in a good mood today. I hope you guys are in a good mood. And I pray that you have a blessed week as well. And yeah, stay prayed up. And have a blessed day. Bye, guys.